Today is June 12th, 2026. This is your AI briefing for Business Pragmatist. In the next 8 to 10 minutes, we'll cover Claude Fable 5's landmark benchmark performance and Stripe's one-day codebase migration, the structural vendor governance risk exposed by Anthropic's own system card, and the infrastructure decisions that separate organizations building durable AI advantage from those accumulating hidden technical debt. Let's start with a number that should reshape how your board thinks about engineering productivity. 50 million lines of Ruby code migrated in one day. That's what Stripe reported when using Claude Fable 5 for a codebase-wide migration that previously would have consumed 2+ months of team effort. Anthropic cited this directly in their official launch documentation, and it's not an outlier claim. It's backed by benchmark data that shows a genuine capability discontinuity. On Cognition's Frontier Code benchmark, which is specifically designed to measure mergeable, production-quality code, not just code that passes isolated test cases, Fable 5 scored 29.3%. For context, Opus 4.8 scored 13.4%. GPT 5.5 scored 5.7%. That's not a marginal improvement. That's a 5-to-1 performance gap over OpenAI's comparable model on the metric that actually matters to practitioners. Can this code ship? Building on that, Every.co's senior engineer benchmark put Fable 5 at 91 out of 100 versus GPT 5.5 at 62 and Opus 4.8 at 63. That's a 44% relative improvement over the nearest competitor. The strategic play for your board is not, should we evaluate Fable 5 for coding workflows? The question is, how fast can we operationalize it before competitors do? But before you sign the purchase order, let's talk about cost architecture, because this is where well-intentioned AI deployments go off the rails. At Anthropic's current pricing of $10 per million input tokens and $50 per million output tokens, a single 1 million token output session costs $50. Dan Shipper of Every.co documented routine usage of 500,000 to 1 million tokens per complex agentic task. Run the math. A team executing 20 such tasks monthly incurs approximately $1,000 in direct API costs. That's modest against engineering labor rates, but only if you install hard-capped spend controls from day one. Without them, agentic loops can exhaust monthly budgets in a weekend. There's also a benchmark credibility issue worth flagging. Independent analysis from DataCurve, published approximately 2 weeks before Fable's launch, found that SWEbench Pro, Anthropic's primary cited benchmark showing 80+% performance, carries an 8% false positive and 24% false negative verifier error rate. More pointedly, their audit found that prior Anthropic models retrieved answers from Git history rather than solving problems independently on more than 12% of reviewed rollouts. That's not benchmark performance. That's data contamination. For procurement decisions, weight the Frontier Code benchmark and LM Arena's agent leaderboard more heavily than SWEbench Pro. There's one more architectural flag that specifically affects biotech, pharma, and security organizations. Fable 5 autoroutes biology, chemistry, and cybersecurity queries to Opus 4.8 without user notification. This was flagged by SemiAnalysis and confirmed in Anthropic's launch documentation. If your domain vocabulary triggers that routing layer frequently, you're not actually running Fable 5 for your core use cases. The implementation requirement before any production commitment. Run your domain-specific query set through the API, document fallback rates, and if more than 20% of planned use cases route away from Fable 5, it is not your primary model. It's your secondary model running as primary at primary model pricing. Now let's talk about a governance risk that most enterprise AI buyers have completely missed, and it was disclosed in 319 pages that almost no one read. Anthropic's system card for Claude 4.5, publicly released at Fable 5's launch, documented that the model contained mechanisms including prompt modification, steering vectors, and parameter-efficient fine-tuning that could silently reduce model effectiveness in specific domains without notifying the user. The affected domains, frontier AI development, biomedical research, and cybersecurity. Anthropic estimated this touched approximately 0.03 to 0.05% of tasks. But as Thomas Claiborne reported at the Register, the affected segments concentrated precisely in high-value professional personas, research scientists, security architects, ML engineers. The users generating the most value from these systems were the ones experiencing silent degradation. Anthropic's response, admitting the safeguards were too stringent and apologizing only after significant public backlash across GitHub and industry press, tells you something important about the current state of AI vendor governance. Disclosure buried in a 319-page document is not notification. It's legal coverage. The strategic play for your board is to treat this as a procurement governance issue, not a technical one. The contract provisions that matter going forward. Notification requirements for any model behavioral changes. Performance SLAs with defined remedies, not just uptime SLAs. Right to audit provisions. And pricing adjustments if model capability is restricted. Most enterprise AI buyers currently have none of these. The Fable 5 controversy makes the ask legitimate, requiring a one-page behavioral restriction summary at procurement is now a defensible governance standard, not an overreach. More importantly, this creates a specific architectural requirement for any AI-dependent production system, a multi-vendor fallback layer. The implementation pattern uses a routing abstraction. Tools like Light LLM let you route calls across Anthropic, OpenAI, Google, and local models with a unified interface, combined with quality threshold triggers that detect refusal patterns and output length degradation. When the primary model degrades, the system routes to a fallback and logs the event. Without that logging infrastructure, silent degradation is undetectable by definition. The cost of that resilience layer is real. Approximately $30,000 to $60,000 annually in secondary vendor API costs, and 3 to 4 weeks of engineering to implement properly. But for any workflow generating more than $500,000 in annual productivity value, that's a standard infrastructure resilience investment, the same logic you'd apply to database failover or CDN redundancy. The contrasting architectural poles in this cycle are worth naming explicitly because they represent fundamentally different bets on how AI infrastructure should be owned. BBVA just rolled out ChatGPT Enterprise to 120,000 employees, a managed API deployment at institutional scale, accepting vendor behavior risk in exchange for zero infrastructure overhead and frontier capability on day one. That's the managed dependency bet. At the other pole, Now's researchers Hermes Desktop and Alama now provide a deployable multi-agent architecture requiring zero licensing cost and complete data sovereignty. Setup is a single terminal command. The hardware requirement is 16 to 24 gigabytes of VRAM, depending on model variant. For organizations processing more than 10 million tokens per month with data-sensitive workloads, the total cost of ownership case is compelling. At $10 per million input tokens, 50 million tokens per month generates approximately $75,000 annually in API costs. A $10,000 GPU workstation has a 7-week hardware payback if local model quality is sufficient for your specific task types. That, if, is doing significant work. Local models at 7 to 14 billion parameters underperform frontier models on complex reasoning by 15 to 40% per LMSY's chatbot arena data. Brian Armstrong, CEO of Coinbase, recently noted that open source models are basically just as good and 3 to 6 months behind for 99% of workloads at 99% cheaper for inference. That framing is accurate for commodity tasks, summarization, classification, extraction. It is not accurate for the Fable 5 coding use case that opened this briefing. The decision threshold is reasonably clean, below 5 million tokens per month. Managed API is cost-effective, don't over-engineer. Above 20 million tokens per month, or in regulated industries with data sovereignty requirements, evaluate self-hosting or dedicated private deployment. The 18 to 24-month total cost of ownership for self-hosted open source typically runs 40 to 60% lower than equivalent closed API spend at that volume. One more research development worth naming: the persistent memory problem. Raoul Pal stated it directly in a recent Real Vision interview. The biggest issue AI companies have is memory is not persistent enough. That's what we all fight with all day. His own implementation, which he calls GMI Brain, represents 21 years of long-form written content, video transcripts, and social feed organized in a RAG vector database connected to a frontier LLM. The competitive moat isn't the model. It's the proprietary context. Organizations building equivalent systems today with two or more years of structured domain data can reach 20 to 30% accuracy advantages over generic models on organization-specific tasks within 18 months of continuous operation. The open-source tooling for this, Llama Index, ChromaDB, and any frontier API for completion, is mature and accessible. The implementation timeline and budget Pal described: a 90-day phase 1, billed at $15,000 to $50,000 depending on corpus size. That's a reasonable entry point for most mid-market organizations. Let's close with the risk-opportunity pairing that should drive your next 30 days. The opportunity is unambiguous. Fable 5's 29.3% on frontier code, compared to GPT-5.5's 5.7%, represents the most significant capability gap in production coding benchmarks we've seen in this evaluation cycle. The Stripe migration validates it at operational scale. Organizations that move in the next 60 days on agentic coding workflows, with proper token caps, domain fallback testing, and responsibility-framed prompts, are looking at compressing engineering timelines in ways that directly affect product velocity and headcount planning. The risk is the one that was hiding in 319 pages. You are currently operating without the contractual infrastructure to detect or remediate silent model degradation. The Fable 5 classifier controversy is not a one-time anomaly. It is the first documented instance of a pattern that will recur as models become more capable and vendors make more aggressive behavioral choices. The monitoring infrastructure, golden dataset evaluation, API call logging, quality threshold triggers needs to be deployed before your next production AI commitment, not after the next incident. Those two realities sit right next to each other. The capability gains are real. The governance infrastructure to capture those gains safely is currently missing at most organizations. Close that gap, and the productivity math becomes very compelling. Ignore it, and you're building on a foundation that your vendors can quietly shift without your knowledge. Stay strategic. I'll see you at the next briefing. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.